Welcome to chapter number 3, Impact of a Childhood Experience.
Well, this happened at my very first ball game that my dad took me to. It was at the old Shibe Park in Philadelphia, and the Yankees were in town. Anyway, about toward the end of the game, the Yankees brought in a relief pitcher by the name of Ryne Duren. He was a very unique-looking person in the sense that he had Coke bottle glasses, thick glasses. I had never seen anything like this. I was just starting to get into baseball. I was around 8 or 9 years old. Anyway, he came in. There were some men on base. So he came in, and as all relief pitchers, he has a chance to warm up. Well, in the warm-up, the first pitch that he threw in the warm-up sailed over about a 30-foot netting behind home plate that was there to protect the crowd from getting hit with a foul ball. I also should say that he had a close to 100-mile-an-hour fastball. So I'm just amazed. I asked my father, what in the world, you know, did he just, how is that possible? So anyway, in every one of his warm-up pitches, he never found the catcher's glove. And during this time, the batter that was due up next, you know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, why? Wow, this guy is scary to go up again. So I'm watching the guy in the batter's box, in the on-deck circle, waiting to come up to the plate. With each pitch, the guy in the batter's box seemed to move further and further back. So when it came time to go up to the plate, he was at the very far end of the batter's box. I didn't even know if you could reach the ball. And then an amazing thing happened. When the game resumed, the pitcher started throwing strikes. The batter had no inkling, no desire to do anything but survive the at-bat and play for another day. Needless to say, he retired side. For some reason, that experience stuck with me because it really was my first exposure to an example of out of the, well, in this case, batter's box thinking. The pitcher was totally unpredictable. That is what he projected. It gave him an advantage over his opponent because the opponent could not dig in against somebody who had already demonstrated apparently his inability to find home plate. Ironically, years later, it came out, I don't know if it's true or not, that those Coke bottle glasses were clear. His vision was 20/20. Nobody confirmed it, but that was what was said. Anyway, I just found that in my first game, and then I went on to play Little League and Babe Ruth League, and I was a pitcher, and it just, the whole strategy behind pitching is to have control. So it was a juxtaposition, I guess. But it stuck with me. And I realized that being unpredictable can definitely give you an advantage. So 15 years later, when I began my business career, I subconsciously, I guess, began to embrace that out-of-the-box mindset. And it came to me naturally. I guess being Irish was an ideal start for that kind of unpredictable approach. How that manifested itself is I never carried business cards, had an office, or dressed in anything resembling a business suit. My goal actually was simple. In the negotiating and mergers and acquisitions, and I got better at this as time went on. But my goal going into a negotiation or anything is I wanted people to conclude that I was either stupid or I didn't need them. I wanted them, yes, but I didn't need them. I think that is a very important lesson for anybody in business. If you can convey to the person that you are negotiating with, for whatever that may be, that you don't need them, not by telling them, but demeanor has a lot, goes a long way. And I guess, you know, most people become eccentric when they get old. I figured, why wait? So my mother and father used to say that I was living proof that God was all-knowing, because he was smart enough to give me the skills to provide for myself and family, because if I ever had to work for anyone, I would be the employee from hell. Anyway, it's interesting how the experiences, no matter how young, people that stick with people. And I think the message here is that I would like people to reflect upon is that you can gain an awful lot of information by observing others and listening. I've always said that everyone has their transmitters turned on, but only a few of us have their receivers turned on. And that's just human nature. But as you go through life, there's a lot of things that happen that if you reflect upon a little bit longer, like in this case here, something as simple as my first baseball game experience turned out to be something that impacted really my entire business career, because there's no doubt that, you know, it's, and everybody has to adapt to their own personality. You can't be somebody you're not. But once you find that complement, that complementary approach that makes you more effective in what you want to do, you know, then you're starting the inning on second base, since we're using baseball metaphors.
Next up, the impact my dad had on others.